Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed. We begin on the very last line of Chaf Tes Amud Beis. Yesterday we learned that although Chachamim were concerned about Tkia Shofar taking place on Shabbos because perhaps this fellow will carry it through the street, so therefore they suspended the Tkia Shofar on Shabbos. However, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we still blow in the Mikdash. Not only in the Mikdash, because of Ein Shavus B'Mikdash, but at any Makayim where there was a Bezdin, for instance, in Yavne. Bezdin will look after it. You're under the auspices of Bezdin. And there's no concern about transgressing, doing the Havara B'Shus HaRabim. So there was a Heter to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Lius B'Shabbos if you're in the vicinity of a Bezdin. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, Omr loy echad Yavne, vechad kol mokam sheyesh bezdin. Whether it's Yavne or any other bezdin, even if it's not a Supreme Court, the Sanhedrin of Shivim Bechad, even a small bezdin, 23 Dayanim, that also allows blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos. And the point here is, once again, because when you're in the vicinity of Bezdin, you're under the auspices of Bezdin, you relate to Bezdin, it creates that awareness. Perhaps Bezdin themselves will look after it, make sure that everything is being done properly without Isurim. So they suspended the Isur when we're dealing with a Makam of Bezdin. So either in the Mikdash or after the Churban throughout Yerushalayim, we learned that as well, throughout the whole Yerushalayim, the Yirah Shemayim of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Makam HaMikdash, perhaps extends into the whole city. So there was no Isser to blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos in Yerushalayim, in the areas near Yerushalayim, the suburbs as well, or in Yavne, or any other place where there was a Bezdin. Amar Rav Huna, three words, V'im Bezdin. So Rav Huna tells us, this heter to blow on a Makam of Bezdin, Yavne, etc., Davka V'im Bezdin. Now, these are three cryptic words. What does that mean? Bezdin itself will blow. It means when you're in front of Bezdin, when Bezdin is in session. It could have many meanings. And the Gemara will explore what exactly he had in mind. My v'im Bezdin. What does v'im Bezdin mean? Bifnei Bezdin. In the presence of Bezdin. So when Bezdin is directly observing what you're doing, then you can blow your shofar. They'll ensure that you don't carry it through the street. They'll ensure things are done properly. As opposed to if it's not in front of Bezdin, you can't blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. So Rav Huna is mechadesh to us that, unlike Yerushalayim, where you didn't need that condition to be met, even without Bifnei Bezdin, whether you're in front of them or not, if you're in the city, you can blow. So Yerushalayim had a broader heter. The whole city lends the meticulous observance and higher atmosphere. And therefore, they broadened the heta throughout the whole city. But when it comes to a Bezdin, if you're in front of the Bezdin, fine. They gave it some structure. You can't just blow wherever you are. If you're in front of Bezdin, Bezdin will look after it. Then we're not concerned about carrying through the street. Lafuki shaloi b'fnei Bezdin, but if you're not in front of Bezdin, the law, you can't blow on Rosh Hashanah Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. Masav Rava, I have a kasha from the Mishnah which says, V'oidzois, hoyse Yerushalayim, yisera al Yavne v'chulu. Mishnah contrasted Yerushalayim to Yavne. Yerushalayim had an advantage, another advantage over Yavne, meaning when Yerushalayim was the place where they would blow, then there were benefits to Yerushalayim which are not present when you blow in Yavne, which is after the Churban, when the Sanhedrin moved to Yavne. So though you can blow both places, but there are advantages. There are benefits to Yerushalayim over Yavne. V'oidzois, also this. Now, problem is, Mishnah only mentions one comparison. The concept of the suburbs around Yerushalayim are included in Yerushalayim's heta, because the heta of the city extends into the suburbs as well, whereas by Yavne, it's Davka, in front of the Bezdin. That's all. Mishnah doesn't speak about two things. So what's va'oid zois? My va'oid zois, Yerushalayim had another advantage. Ilam k'diktani, is it the item that the Mishnah does mention? Well, it's only one, zois. Mi boili. Mishnah should say, this is one advantage that it had over Yavne. So what's the missing link here? There's something wrong. There's something missing here in the Mishnah. So let's try to figure out what's missing. We're looking to find another advantage in Yerushalayim over Yavne. On top of that, the Mishnah says, V'oidzois. There was another one as well. So what's the first one? Ella, it must be as follows. The Gemara will explore three options. Perhaps it's discussing who's going to blow. Perhaps it's a question of when do we blow. Or perhaps where. We're going to go through three steps. Ella, let's assume like this. The first advantage is, the Birshalayim toiken b'chidim. In Yerushalayim, it wasn't just Bezin that would blow. Everybody can blow. It was an all-out heter. But in Yavne, it was only Shluchi Bezin that can do it. We don't rely on the individuals. Perhaps they'll carry it through the street. There wasn't that broad heter. Perhaps that's the first contrast between Yerushalayim and Yavne. That's the missing link. That doesn't work. In Yavne, no individuals would blow on Shabbos. When he came, he said, Omar, I'll tell you personal experience. When the Shliach Tzibur finished blowing on Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos in Yavne, what happened? It was so noisy. There was such a ruckus going on. Yishama inish kal une. A person can't hear couldn't hear a sound in his ears. It means it was so overwhelming because everybody was busy blowing. Mikal tku ayah, because of the noise, the sounds coming from the blowing, the yechidai of the individuals. So even yechidim would blow in Yavne. It was an all-out heter. If you're in front of Bezin, free for all. So that can't be the difference between Yerushalayim and Yavne. So it can't be a matter of who. Perhaps it's a matter of when. And that will be the difference. Elolav, you must say, the Yerushalayim token, Bein Bezman Bezin. Bein Yerushalayim Bezman Bezin. Yerushalayim was a broad heter. You can blow throughout the city, whether or not Bezin was in session. So even past 12 o'clock, when Bezin was done after hours, you can still continue blowing. It was a heter applied to the city. Be Yavne, as opposed to Yavne, where it was a more limited heter, more Bezdin related. Bizman Bezdin, in. When Bezdin is in session until 6 hours in the day, then subconsciously you relate to Bezdin. You feel like you're under the auspices of Bezdin. You try to conform and you'll make sure not to carry that chafer through the street. Shiloi Bizman Bezdin, but if Bezdin is off hours, out of session, then you cannot blow in Yavne. So perhaps that's the difference between Yerushalayim, it was all out heter, whether or not Bezin was in session, as opposed to Yavne, where you need Bezin in session to allow that blowing on Shabbos. Oh, so if it's just a question of timing, and obviously you don't need to be in the presence of Bezin. That's a kasha and Rav Huna. Ha Bezman Bezin. Apparently, if Bezin is in session, Mia Toiken, you can blow Afilu Shalom B'fnei Bezin, even if Bezin's not here. You're not in front of the Bezin. The fact that Bezin is in session, that itself lends to the awareness. Subconsciously, you relate to the Bezin. It's insight in human psychology. When Bezin is in session, you try to strive high. You're inspired by the Bezin who is right now in session, even though you're not observing them in session. That's all you need. You don't need Bifnei Bezin. Whereas Rav Huna tells us, V'im Bezin. You need to be in front of Bezin to blow. Loi, says the Gemara, how do you know that's the Pshat? Perhaps, let's suggest a different Pshat. You know what the contrast between Yerushalayim and Yavne is? Exactly this. Whether you need Bifnei. Dilu B'Yerushalayim token. Bein Bifnei Bezin. Bein Yerushalayim Bifnei Bezin. Yerushalayim was a broad heter throughout the city. Whether or not you're in front of Bezin. Whether or not Bezin is in session. They never applied an Issa in Yerushalayim. The whole atmosphere lends to a higher level of observance. They suspended the Issa blowing on Shofar. As opposed to B'Yavne. Bifnei Bezin in. Shalom Bifnei Bezin loy. In Yavne, you have to be in front of Bezin. Who look after you? Who will ensure that things are done properly? And this is exactly what Rav Huna tells us. If you want to blow in Yavne, make sure it's in front of the Bezin. Ika demasning la lahod Rav Huna. Aha. Others had a different version of events. Rav Huna's statement was applied to not blowing on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos Shabbos, rather on the Tkiyah Shofar, which took place on Yom Kippur of a Yovel year. In Yom Kippur, you want to blow wherever you are. Melamed, this teaches us, every individual blows a shofar. It's not just Bezin. Everybody blows. On that, Omer Rav Huna, v'im Bezin. Sure, you can blow, make sure it's v'im bezin. Now, what does this mean? It can't mean in front of bezin, because you blow b'chol artzachem, wherever you are. In a different city, in a different town. So what does v'im bezin mean? My v'im bezin. Biz man bezin. When bezin is in session, lafuki shalei biz man bezin delay, as opposed to after hours, you no longer relate to the bezin, and therefore there's a concern. It's Yom Kippur, you're meant to carry. Don't blow the shofar, because you might carry it through the street. So sure, there's a chiv on every yachid, wherever you are. Make sure it's bizman bezin. Mosav Rava, how can you say that? Tkiyas, and the Hagoy Sagura takes out Rosh Hashanah. Tkiyas yovel, derechas HaShabbos. You blow the shofar on the yovel, Yom Kippur, that's what derechas HaShabbos means. It's a way of saying Yom Kippur, so say the Rishonim. So you blow even on Yom Kippur. Big Vulin, and all the towns outside Yerushalayim as well. Ish Ubeisa, a man and his home. That's the Braisa. What does this mean? My Ish Ubeisa. Ilemi Ish Ishta Ubeisa is a term for a wife. So a man and woman both blow? Ita Sami Machayva, do you mean to say a woman blows a shofar and Yoivo? For mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gromai. It's a time related mitzvah. Bechol mitzvah Sasei Shazman Gromai Noshem Turis. And Isha is generally potter from these types of mitzvahs. Elalav Ish Ubeisa. Braisa means Ishu Beisa, everyone in his own home. I feel Shleib is my Bezin. You don't reckon with the times of Bezin. It's a private affair. You blow whenever you want. So Kasha Rav Huna says, you can only blow when the Bezin is in session, which will ensure that you comply and you don't carry through the streets. Lailam Bizman Bezin. No, perhaps the Braisa is referring to Zman Bezin, even though it says Ishu Beisa. But you still have to make sure it's Zman of Bezin. So subconsciously, you're relating, you're connecting to the Bezin, and you'll be in tune to the fact that you have to be careful and do things right. Masav Rav Sheshes. Listen to this, Bryce. Shava Yovel l'Rosh Hashanah, l'Tkiyah u'l'Brachos. Generally, Yovel and Rosh Hashanah are equated when it comes to blowing, and it comes to Brachos of Malchus, Zichronis and Shefres. Do the same as you do on Rosh Hashanah, you do on Yom Kippur of Yovel. But there's one difference, Elo. Shebe Yovel, Toiken Ben Bebezin. On Yovel, you blow, whether you're in the Bezin, which is the Supreme Court, the Bezin Shal Shivim Ve'echad and Yerushalayim, which is generally, doesn't have to be, but generally that's the one that takes care of Kiddush HaChodesh. Ubein Bebezin Shalai Kiddush HaChodesh, or even in a regular Bezin, which isn't generally involved in the Kiddush HaChodesh, you blow on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Not only that, v'yachad chaylut kai. Every yachad has to blow. There's a chiv on every individual. So that's for Yom Kippur of Yovel. U'Rosh Hashanah. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, when it falls out on Shabbos, lo yoyu taikin elu bezin shekicha bois hachaydish. You only blow in the Supreme Court bezin, the one that's mekadosh to chaydish. This is in line with Shitas Rabbi Lezer yesterday, who says that it only works in a makum of a bezin shoshivim be'echad. Okay, that's number one. Ve'ein kol yachad v'yachad chayv l'tkaya. And every yachad doesn't have to blow. Now what does this mean? My ein kol yachad v'yachad chayv l'tkaya. So Rosh Hashanah, the yachad doesn't have to blow. What does this mean? E leimu de b'yayvel toikin yichid. Do you mean to say that on yayvel everybody blows? Ub Rosh Hashanah, that falls out on Shabbos, right? Ein toikin yichidin, individuals don't blow. It's only a rishus for Bezin to do, it's not meant for the individuals. That's not so. We had that story before in Yavne, where everybody started blowing. When he came, he said, Omar, when the Shlich Tzibur finished his kiyas in Yavne on Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos, it was so noisy, you couldn't hear a sound, because everybody's blowing. That can't be pshat in the Braisa. Elalav, so what then does the Braisa mean? What advantage does Yovel have over Rosh Hashanah? It can't be a matter of who, because everybody blows in either case. So perhaps it's a question of where or when. Elalav, the ilu b'yovel toikin bein bezman bezin, bein mishlei bezman bezin. It's a question of where, of when. Yovel, you blow whether bezin is in session, bezin is out of session. Ub Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah, Chacham for some reason were more machmer. They said, no, Bezman Bezin, when Bezin is in session, go ahead and blow. Because you're connecting mentally to the Bezin, it creates that higher sense of awareness. and you won't carry it through the street. But shaloi bezman bezin, loy bezin is ready after hours. It's your private affair. You're not going to necessarily have that heightened sensitivity to be careful and not do any malacha. So for some reason, yovel is a broader heter, perhaps because it's a pasuk that you meant to blow on Kippur. So whether it's zman bezin or not, you blow. Rosh Hashanah was restricted to zman bezin. Oh, if that's the case, what do we see here? Katani miyas. Anyway, we just learned. B'yovel bein bezman bezin, bein shalei bezman bezin. Davai yovel, you do it whether or not there's a bezin in session. That's the kasha of Huna. That you only blow a Yom Kippur of Yovel if Bezin's in session. We're concerned about character of the street. You have to relate to the Bezin. There's more line. Let's relearn the Braisa. The Braisa is contrasting to Yovel, which has an advantage over Rosh Hashanah. So it wasn't a question of who, because we just concluded that everybody would blow in either case. Even the Yechidim blew on Rosh Hashanah. It can't be a question of when, because if that's the case, I have a kasha that you don't need b'fnei bezin. Apparently, it can't be a question, right, it can't be because of zman, because then we had this kasha that apparently only zman is the criterion, you don't need b'fnei. Sorry, let's backtrack. It can't be a question of who, because in either case, yechidim would blow, Rosh Hashanah or Yovel. We suggest that perhaps the contrast pertained to zman. Yovel, you blow whether or not Bezin is in session, as opposed to Rosh Hashanah. But that was a kashan of Huna. That on Yovel has to be Zman Bezin. Says, well, let's find another option. Option three. It's a question of where. That's the contrast. Loy, loyel Bezman Bezin. Of course, even on Yovel, there has to be Zman Bezin to create that awareness, to refrain from Malach if I'm carrying through the street. So what does the Braisa mean? And the Braisa is contrasting Yovel, which has an advantage over Rosh Hashanah. Vachik Tani. Be Yovel bezman bezin toiken. Bein bifnei bezin. Bein bishaloi bifnei bezin. It's a question of where you blow. So by Yovel, you have to have zman bezin. That's number one. But it doesn't have to be in the presence of bezin. The pasuk says, you blow it b'chol artzachem, in your basement. You don't have to be in front of bezin. So Chacham did not add an Isser. The Torah says you do it, wherever you are. As long as it's bezman bezin. But you do need that basic ingredient that generates awareness and heightened sensitivity to avoid malach. So that's by Yovel. Whether or not you're in front of bezin, that's okay. As opposed to Rosh Hashanah, toiken bezman bezin, bifnei bezin. Oh, Rosh Hashanah will more machmer. You need A, the zman of bezin, and B, in front of bezin. To really create that heightened sense of awareness and the auspices of bezin, which will look after what they're doing, make sure that they're not going to be carried through the street. Apparently, Yovel is more calm because perhaps it's the pasuk which says you can blow it wherever you are. So the Chacham didn't want to go against that and make that iser. So bottom line is, in either case, you need zman bezin. That's the basic ingredient. On Yovel, you don't need bifnei bezin. But Rosh Hashanah does need bifnei bezin, and in fact, this works very well with Rav Huna. And the bottom line is like this. It's a little bit of a complicated Gemara. Let's just quickly recap the two parts of the Gemara. Rav Huna says the words ve'im bezin. The Gemara, two versions, two applications, two possibilities of what he meant. In version one, he was referring to Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Shabbos. You can blow in Yavne, on a makom that has a bezin, but it has to be in front of bezin. They look after you, make sure everything's properly done. According to version 2, he was referring to blowing the shofar in Kippur of a Yovel. You don't need bifnei bezin, but at least you need bizman bezin. That's the maskana. On Yovel, you can blow wherever you are, as long as it's bizman bezin, bezin's in session. Whereas Rosh Hashanah, Shechalei, Shabbos, you need both elements, bizman bezin and bifnei bezin. Continues the Gemara. Here comes an interesting shaila. Oh, first the raya. Itmar nami. We have a raya to this. Amar v'chaya bar gamda rav yesi ben shol. Amar rebbe. Ein toiken ela kol zman shebezin yoshvin. So the individuals who want to blow on Yom Kippur, on Yovel, to make sure that the bezin is in session. Apparently even on Shabbos or Yontif they were in session. The paskin shilas, not look after monetary cases, but shaylus of isav heter, and you have to make sure bezin's in session, which lends that awareness and heightened sensitivity to ensure things are done properly. Oh, here comes the shaylus. Bar abzer, what about the following case? Nin arulamad. You see, the dayanim are done, they adjourn their sessions, they're about to get up. Umdu, but have not yet risen from their chairs. Mao. What is the halacha here? Bezin yoishin beinim vayiko. What does zman bezin mean? When they're still sitting? While they're sitting. Oidum zman bezin beinim vayiko. You need the zman bezin. When they're in session, it's over. It's after hours. They're about to get up. Teiku, we leave it unresolved. Mishnah says Yerushalayim had an advantage. That whenever they were matir, tkiyah shefar on Shabbos in Yerushalayim, it was a citywide heter which extended into the suburbs as well, so provided those suburbs are close enough that can relate to Yerushalayim with an earshot, with an eyesight, within walking distance, four conditions. Mishnah spoke about a city which is Roya, Shema'as, Kroiva, and Yechayla Lovet. What are the four things? Roya means they can see. Prat liyushev es ponachal, as opposed to a city which is sitting in a ravine out of sight. Shema'as means that they can hear the sounds coming from Yerushalayim. Sometimes you can be close by, but up on a mountain, and the sound waves don't travel up there. Prat liyushev es b'roshahar, as opposed to a city situated on the next mountain. When it said kroiva, within the tchum, within walking distance. Prat liyushev es chus tchum, as opposed to a city out of the tchum. Well, isn't that automatic? If you're in the tchum, you can come. No. Sometimes you can be close enough, but there's an obstruction. Prat, there's a river intersecting, getting in the way, which obstructs access. So a town which had all four conditions met, airside, eyesight, close by, no obstructions, relates to Yerushalayim in this context of the heter, of blowing shofar in Yerushalayim. And that's the point of Shema'as. You can hear. So you relate to the blowing of Yerushalayim, and therefore you incorporate in the heter of Tkiyah Shofar b'Shabbos. Continues the Mishnah. But Rishona, initially, during when the Mikdash was standing, Hoya ha'lulav nitel b'Mikdash shiva. You would take the lulav throughout all 7 days of Sukkot in the Mikdash. The Pasuk says, Usmachtam lefnei Hashem lakechem shivas yamim. That was Dafka the Mikdash. Uba Medina Yamecha, but outside the Mikdash, it was only a 1 day mitzvah, as the Pasuk says, Ulukachtam lechem bayayim arish. Mi shechar beis ha-Mikdash. After the Churban, Hiskin Rabban Yochanan and Zakkai established a takana, Shehi lulav nitel b'medina shiva zecha l'mikdash. Keep the tradition going. Take the lulav throughout all 7 days of Sukkot, even outside the Mikdash, as a remembrance of the Mikdash, to bring about that yearning, looking forward, and anticipation of binyan HaMikdash. Number two, he was Mesakan. Shehi yoyim ha'neiv kuli aser. The day of Anof Aso Omer, 16th day of Nisan, where you bring the Omer, which is generally matter, the new crop of grain for consumption. Bezman ha'churban, he said, you know what? Day 16 of Nisan, off limits. You cannot have the new crop of grain until tomorrow. The Gemara explained the reason for this. How do we know we're meant to make a Zechel HaMikdash? Perhaps you shouldn't do it. It's Baal Toysef. No, Damakra. Ki ela aruchalach. Umaykesayach. Erpoich nam Hashem. I'm going to heal you from your wounds. Ki nidocha korolach. Tziyaini. This is Yerushalayim. Dorish Eila. Nobody's interested in her. Mechlal da boyadrisha. Apparently meant to express your interest in the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. Relate to it. Don't forget it. Do things to bring out the zikarin, the yearning, the anticipation of binyan HaMikdash. Shake lulav throughout the entire Sukkot as a zecher for what happened in the Mikdash. Number two, v'shihei yom ha'neif kuli aser. So day 16 of Nisan, which is called the yom ha'neif, yom ha'neif ha'so'emer, you meant to keep away from all the new crops of grain. My time, what's wrong? What do you mean what's wrong? It's aser. The word means like this. Really, we have two psukim regarding the iser of eating chadash. One pasuk says, you wait at etzamei mazeh until this day, day 16 of Nisan, to eat the new crop. Another pasuk says, when you makriv the omer, you are now mutter to eat the new grain. Which one is it? Is it totally the hakrovas omer or in the day arriving? The answer is depends when. During the mikdash, you have to wait for the hakrovas omer. That's the trigger point. That's the activation point. Whereas after the mikdash is destroyed, there's no omer, so the day is mutter. So technically, once sunrise of day 16 arrives, you can have the new grain, the new chita, sa'ira, etc. So why did Rabbi Yechon say, well, no, Bezman Hazeh, keep away from the new grain throughout the entire day, 16th day of Nisan. There's no Eimer to wait for. What's the problem? My time. Answer is a gzera. Meher Yibonei Beis Hamidosh. Speedily, the Beis Hamidosh will be rebuilt. People will say like this, well, it's day 16. 16 is mutar. Look, last year we had the new crop on day 16. Why would it be different this year? And they won't realize, well, this year the rules have changed. We have a Migdash, we have an Omer. You have to wait for the Omer to be Makriv. The Omer will say, Ishtokat last year, Milo Yachalnu Behir Mizrach. Haven't we had the new crop as soon as sunrise arrived? As soon as Heir Mizrach? Ach, Shavname Nechel. Today as well, let's just have the new crop. As soon as 16th day of Nisan arrives, they won't realize to differentiate, a big difference. Baruch Hashem, we have the Migdash. The Ishtokat lo yavo Omer. Well, last year we had no Omer. Sure, Heir Mizrach Matar. As soon as it got light on the 16th. Etzamim hazeh, etz muta. But ashto the ikah oimer, now we have the oimer, Baruch Hashem. Oimer mat, you have to wait for the oimer. So he said, you know what? Keep away from the new crop, even throughout Golos. Day 16 is awesome. This way, when the Midrash is rebuilt, you won't confuse things. And you'll know not to eat the new crop until the oimer. The mivni emas. Meher yibonei beis hamidrash, right? That's the concern. When is the Midrash going to happen? Let's try to take it apart and analyze this. What is the chashash? So this year the Middash is around. When was it built? On what day? On the 15th day of Nisan? The 16th day? Elam of the Ibn Ibn Shitza was built on the 16th day, which is really the day of the Omer. And you're concerned about confusion, and therefore you say, you know what? Don't eat Chadash on day 16 all throughout the Golas. Because of this year, what happened this year? Middash was built today on the 16th. And the Chadash is awesome, right? Until the Omer is brought. So that was the basis for the Isser. What do you mean? Harihair Mizrachit? Harihair Mizrach Mahiter? Even this year, it's Mutter. Migdash was built today on the 16th. Sunrise arrived without a Migdash. That's Imam Mazet. That triggers a Heter. So even if the Migdash was built later on in the day, it's too late. The Chadash is already Mutter. So why make it Xerah? Allow people to eat Chadash on day 16 throughout the Golas, and even when the Midrash gets built, the Heter still applies because Heir Mizrach occurs before Migdash came. Ela Divin B'chameis, we're concerned that it was built yesterday on day 15th of Nisan. In that case, when day 16 arrives, you have the Migdash in place. You have to wait for the Omer. And people will just follow their habits and have their new crop today. That's a problem. That's why he made a Gzeirah. Even then, says the Gemara, at most, you have to wait until Chatzos when the Omer is brought. But past Chatzos, chances are the Omer is already taken care of and the Chadash is mutar. So, at worst case, Rabbi Yechon should make a gzera until Chatzos. For concern that perhaps the Midrash will come around and they won't realize there's a difference, they'll eat the Chadash today. Well, okay, that explains until Chatzos. You have to wait for the Omer. But past Chatzos, even when there is a need to be makar the Omer, it was always taken care of by that point. After Chatzos, certainly it should be mutter. There's no concerns, there's none. Even when there was a Migdash. Past Chatzos, there was never a Isra Chadash anymore. Haruchoik and the people living away from Yerushalayim were not sure when they were makar the Omer. What did they do? They didn't have email then. What did they do? Mutter and Chatzos, Hayom Ahalon. After Chatzos, they're mutter. We can be sure Bezen, we're not going to be lazy, and they're going to look after it, make sure that it's brought early in the day. See, when there is a Migdash, Chatzos going forward is mutter. There's never a need to make a gzera past Chatzos. Oh. So what scenario are we concerned about? Lo nitzrucha, apparently the concern is, the Ivni b'chameser, samach l'shkeis acham. What happened was, we're concerned about a case where the Migdash will be built at the last minute, on day 15 of Nisan, right near Shkia. Inami b'divni b'leili, all built throughout the night. In which case, you're running very tight. By the time they get their act together, the Migdash was built and they have to go run and get some barley and roast it and sift it and crud. It takes a lot of time. And that process could delay matters and extend it all the way till the end of the 16th. So we're concerned about this unusual case of a Migdash being built last moment, end of the 15th, throughout the night, in which case they don't have enough time to prepare for the Omer, and by the time they get around to it, it might be late in the day of the 16th. Therefore, says Rabbi Yechon, you know what? even Bizman Hazeh, don't have Chodesh on the 16th for concern about that year. A last minute Mikdash, a delayed Omer. And people won't realize, well, this year you have to wait for the Omer, they'll eat the new crop. Therefore, he says, keep the Isser. Keep the Isser, even Bizman Hazeh, Yoim Hanef, Kulei Asr. Rashi has a kasha. Basic Mikdash is never built on Shabbos or Yom Tov, or even at night. Somewhere in Shavuos it says so. Hani mila binyan b'di'adam. That's only a binyan built by people. Avo binyan ha'as, it says Rashi. Lava b'di shamayim. That's coming from shamayim. And that can happen any time. At night, Shabbos, Yom Tov, Merib Yamein. So this is option number one. The Gzeru was based on a concern. A last minute Mikdash, a delayed Omer. But technically, Minat Torah, of course, and there's no Mikdash. As soon as Heir Mizrach arrives, day 16 dawns on you, it's Mutter. We have another Mahalach in the Gemara. Omar, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, or Rav Nachman Yitzchak Omar, Rabbi Yechman Zakai, B'shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. The reason why Yom HaNeif is Kulei Asr, it's Minat Torah. Because the Torah says that when there's no Omer, you wait Ad Etzem Yom HaZeh. What does that mean? Chachamim learn ad until and not including day 16. As soon as the sunrise of 16 is experienced, it's mut. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. And Rabbi Yechma Zaka was following Rabbi Yehuda. The Omar ad etzmei mazeh means ad atzmei shel yom until the day, including the day. Because sover ad, when it says ad, it means v'ad b'chlal, until and including. You need to wait it out until the whole day of Akrova Samya passes you by, and then you can have the Chadash. Oh, so b'zman HaMikdash, once the Emir is brought, it's mutter. But Bizman HaZeh, you need to wait throughout the entire day of Akrava. And once that passes you by, it's mutter. But otherwise, Yom HaNeif Kulei Asr. How can you suggest that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is in line with Rabbi Yehuda? But maybe polygamy, we find Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Apparently, Rabbi Yochanan did not hold his Esam HaTorah, the Chzlan, Shechor Be'esam Mikdash. Hiskin, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Shehei Yom HaNeif Kulei Asr. Which sounds like it was Issa the Rabbanon. On Rabbi Yehuda, how can you say it's the Rabbanon? It's Minat Torah. V'alei Minat Torah. Asr chsev ad etzem imazeh. And we learn, ad yitzum eshol yoyim, ad v'ad b'chla. Entire day 16 is Asr b'zman ha'churban. It's Rabbi Yehuda. He's disagreeing with Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi actually says, Rabbi Yochanan lived in a later dirt, but he was referring back to Rabbi Yochanan. How could Rabbi Yochanan say it's Issa the Rabbanon? He was Mechadesh and Utakon. It's Minat Torah. Apparently, Rabbi Yechman Zaka is not based on Issa Torah. How can Rav Nachman Yitzchak suggest otherwise? Answers the Gemara, Hosam Rabbi Yehuda Hudukotoy. Rabbi Yehuda misinterpreted Rabbi Yechman Zaka. He thought Rabbi Yechman Zaka and the Rabbanon Kama. Rabbi Yechman Zaka was introducing a new Takana. That's actually not what he was doing. For the Raisa Kama. Rabbi Yechman was based on the Raisa. It wasn't like Zerah the Rabbanon, Bizman HaZeh, you have to wait it out. For Iskin Ketani, Mishnah says, Rabbi Yechon was Masakim, which sounds like introduced to Takana, not Hadai Raisa. My Hiskin, you know what Hiskin means? Dorish for Hiskin. He expounded, he explained himself. He was Dorish the Pasuk. You see, after the Churban, nobody knew what to do. Until then, the Omer was Mater. What happens now? Pasuk says, Ad Etzem Imazeh. What does that mean? Until and not including or including. Rabbi Yechon got up and says, Rabbi Yisai, unfortunately, going forward, we have a new system. Ad etza means until and including day 16. Okay, so we have two takanas in the Mishnah. After the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan Zaki was Masakan, we shake lulav throughout all 7 days, even outside the Mikdash. Zeichel Mikdash. Number two, the entire day 16 of Nisan, you meant to keep away from the new crop of grain. We have two pshatim, either the Rabbanon, concerned about the last minute Omer, or it's Minatay. Dr. Mishnah, but Rishoyna initially, how you mekaplin edus achodesh kalayim. Come the 30th day of Elul, they're waiting for the Eden to show up. Whenever they come, we accept them. We welcome them with open arms, whether they come in the morning, afternoon, or close to the end of the day. And that day becomes established as your Rosh Hashanah. Pamachas, it so happens that one time, there was trouble in Shtawa Eden Milavi. The Eden got very delayed. And they came the last minute. So what's wrong? When the skalklu halavim b'shir, we know that the Levim would sing shira during the karbanis. Now, By the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, they would sing Shira, but it depends what day it is. If it's a weekday, they have a standard system which they follow for weekday Shira. But if it's Rosh Hashanah, there's a different Shira, as the Gemara will explain for us. They don't know what to do. Are Edom still going to come? Or they're not going to come. Is it a weekday, which requires one type of Shira, or is it Rosh Hashanah, which requires a different Shira? They want to skalkel. It caused confusion, and we're going to learn two pshat from the Gemara. Either they skipped entirely, or they did the wrong one. So at that point, they decided, you know what? We're making a deadline. Hiskinu sheloyu mekablin ella adam mincha. Past mincha, past the time, we no longer are mekabel edim, and that's it. So what happens then? Vimbo edim min amincha l'malav. If edim show up afterwards, after they brought the carbon with the weekday shir, what happens now? We ignore them. Noyag in oisoyim kodesh. So they continue being noyag oisoy hayom, the first day of the potential first day of Rosh Hashanah. They keep on observing Kedusha. You see, that was a standard system, Rashi explains. As soon as 29 days of El are up, they have to stop doing Malacha. The night before the 30th, they refrain from Malacha, just in case tomorrow, 30, will be Rosh Hashanah. So that was a standard procedure. And the Chiddush here is that even if the Edom showed up after Mincha, which is already past deadline, we no longer are Mekabel Edom, we continue observing the day of Kedusha, or Lemacha Kodesh, and of course tomorrow as well is Kodesh, that's the Ikar Rosh Hashanah. They push off Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is the real Rosh Hashanah, tomorrow is Echad B'Tishrei, but still they don't stop the Isra Malacha midday, and the reason is because it's going to create zilzal. People are going to say, well, you know, last year we started the Isra Malacha, we stopped. We want to keep things consistent, and therefore once you start at Issa Malacha, you continue until the rest of the day, until the end of the day, and into tomorrow. So this whole takana was because of the Shira de Levim, but after the Churban, this wasn't any longer an issue. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hiskin, Rabban Yechman Zakai, Shiu Mekablin Eidus, HaChidish Kal Yoyim, Mekablin Eidus, whenever they come, there's no reason to impose a deadline. So we spoke about a case where they arrived too late after the Tamei Shel Bein Arba'im, and there was a kilkel. My kilkel alvim b'shir. What mishap happened with the shir? Hacha over here in Bavel Targimu they interpreted shelo amru shir kalikar. They skipped. When in doubt, you do without. They didn't know if it's going to be a weekday or a yomtiv, so they skipped shira. Rabbi Zeir Amar, no. When you're in doubt, you don't do without. You stick to routine. She amru shira shel chayv. They stuck to the weekday shir. So according to the Bavel Chachamim, they skipped. According to Rav Zera, they stuck to routine. They did the shir shachel, which was obviously mistaken because it turns out the Edom showed up and it was established as Rosh Hashanah, in which case they should have sang the Rosh Hashanah song. So it was the wrong one they sang. Amalei Rabbi Zera la'ava, he turned to his son, his name was Ava, la'ava bre. Puk, go out, Tani, tell them and Bavel that they're wrong. They maintain that they skipped the Shira altogether. Listen to this brayta which says, Hiskinu, they were masakin, after this mishap, they were masakin, Shaloyu mekablin edus achodesh, you only allow the edim to be accepted if there's enough time to run through the routine properly. Elo kadei sheyeshoh espiyem, there's enough time, lakav tmidin, o mesaf, and eskeyem, and to say the Shira, v'loy mashira, shaloy b'shibosh, without confusion, without mistake. That's the brayta. Says Rav Zeir, I'll prove that this was done to rectify the confusion which happened, the mistake that happened, because there was a mistake. They did the wrong one. This Lashna Bryson says, we have to make sure that going forward, there won't be any longer any shibush, right? There won't be any mistakes. So, if you learn that during that incident, they said the wrong one, they stuck to routine, they said the weekday shira. That explains the lashon of the braisa. So they fixed that up, and going forward, they said, you know what? We imposed a deadline in order to allow things to run properly, without shibush. Haina dika shibush. That's why the braisa refers to shibush. We don't want any shibush, because shibush already happened once. We don't want a repetition. We don't want the wrong shira. So shibush means like a mistake. Eli Amr Slam or Klaal, according to the Bnei Bavel. That particular incident prompted a skipping of the Shira, because when you're in doubt, you do without. My Shibush Ika, why does the Bryce say, well, going forward, we no longer want to experience Shibush. Mistake. It was a mistake, they just skipped. Well, of course, that's the biggest mistake. Kivud loy omer klav, they skipped. In the chashibish gadol mazeh, you have no greater mistake than that. So you have no right from the brisa either way. Mosif, Rav Ach Bar Huna, I'm going to prove from the brisa that Rav Zera is right. That when you're in doubt, you stick to rooting. Okay, so we spoke about the changing shir. Now, what exactly did they do on Rosh Hashanah, which was different than the weekdays? Talmud shol Rosh Hashanah shachris, karev kil chasi. So right off the bat, says the Gemara, the morning shira was routine. Rashi explains, they would stick to the weekday shira because generally the Edom wouldn't show up so early. So even if it's been established as Rosh Hashanah, but the Talmud shol shachar, we stick to the weekday shira. B'musaf ma'u oimer, what about by Musaf? Harninu. Why? Because it makes reference to Trua, which is the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. B'mincha, incidentally, Rashi points this out, this perek of Harninu is actually the same perek that they would say by Tamid Shel Shachar during an ordinary Thursday. So this fact will come up soon in the Gemara. So again, Tamid Shel Shachar Rosh Hashanah, stick to routine. Musaf Harninu, B'mincha Ma'u Oimer, what about Tamid Shebin Abayim on Rosh Hashanah? Oh, this is what we're looking for. What changes in Rosh Hashanah? Kol Hashem Yachal Midbar, as she says, to be masked with schus of the Kol Shefa Matan Ter. Okay. U'bizman Shechal Rosh Hashanah Liyas B'chamisha B'Shabbos. What about a case where it's Rosh Hashanah on Thursday? Shashir Shalei Harninu L'lekim Uzeinu. Now the standard weekday, Thursday Shir was Harninu. In which case, it's going to create a repetition. Because the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah had the same perek. So what was the solution? Lo yahaya omer b'shachris haninu. They would delete haninu in the morning. Because otherwise, he's going to repeat the perek twice. Once in shachris, once in Musaf. We don't want to create boredom. We want to keep each carbon unique and special. Elam ha'omer, what then do we do in the morning? In that case, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday, and you know it's already Rosh Hashanah, we start from the middle of that perek. We skip the first part, Harninu and Hariyu. We start from the middle. Rashi says, Hasiroisi Misev Shichmoy is referring to Yosef HaTzadik, as we learned back in Avches, who was released from prison on Rosh Hashanah. So this is when you have established Rosh Hashanah already in the morning, so you work it out to avoid repetition. Vibo Eidim Achar Tamash Al Shachar. What about typical case where Edom only come after Tamar Shel Shachar, in which case you already said Harninu in the morning, it's too late. Oimer Harninu, so you say Harninu again by Musaf. Afabi Shechayzer V'Koyfel Saperek, even though you're repeating the Perek twice, Nishkeferlach. So that's the price. We're going to try to bring a bride from this price to our Shiloh. We had a general Shiloh. When you have a Suffolk, what to do? Do you skip or do you stick to routine? Oh, e amras b'shloima. This is understandable. This works. If you say kolecha de mestapka, when you have a suffolk, what to sing? Amrinan shira dechol. You stick to the weekday. You stick to the routine. Hainu dekama. That's what the Brisa said in this case where Rosh Hashanah was established after Tamid Shel Shachar. In which case you already stuck to routine. You said harninu. Amr b'kayfla. You say it once in the morning, again in the afternoon. Because when you're in doubt, you just stick to routine. So you've already said Harninu in the morning. Eli Amos Lemer Klal. But if you're going to tell me that when you have a suffix, you skip. So getting back to the case of the Mishnah. It's late in the day. No Edom came. You have the Talmud Shel Rabbayim at hand. What do you do? Do you do a weekday Shira? Do you do a Yom Tov Shira? Is it going to be Rosh Hashanah? Is it not going to be Rosh Hashanah? You have a suffix. Eli Amos Lemer Klal. When you have a suffix, you just skip. In this case as well, in this most recent price, it's a Thursday, might be Rosh Hashanah. No Edom came yet in the morning. Should we do Harninu, L'Kimu Zenu, Harila, L'Keyaka, V'Tomach Hashachan, take the risk that today might end up being Rosh Hashanah, in which case you repeat it in the afternoon? Right, should we do that? Well, according to your way of thinking, when in doubt, you do without. My Omri, so what does the price mean? Oimrei v'kayfla, you do it and you say it again. Once in the morning, once in the afternoon. If you have a suffix, you meant to skip. So l'chayru, this is a right, our shayla. general hashkafa shayla. When you have a suffix, do you skip or do you stick to routine? Well, seems in the sprites that when there's a suffix, you stick to routine. So again, in this case where it's a Thursday, it might be Rosh Hashanah. No, you stick to routine. Eidim didn't come. You say the regular morning weekday shir, harnino. Likewise, in the case where it's an afternoon, and you don't know whether today is Rosh Hashanah or not, you stick to routine. You stick to the weekday shir, like Rabbi Zeh. Says the Gemara, there's a big difference between this case and the case in the Mishnah, in which case there was no raya from one to the other. Why? Shani Hasan. In the case of this most recent brisa, there's a big difference. There are several factors in favor of sticking to routine. Shani Hasan, the Shira de Yoy Mehi. This Shira of Harninu belongs on Thursday morning. And the truth is that every Rosh Hashanah, you stick to routine in the morning. Talmud Shal Shachar, a standard Shira, weekday Shira. So really, theoretically, the weekday Shira is appropriate even for Rosh Hashanah morning. That's just the way it's done. It's just that on a Thursday, we take extra precaution. We don't want doubling. We don't want repetition. So when you know that it's Rosh Hashanah, you work it out. But in this case, where it's a suffix, you just stick to routine. What's the worst thing that can happen? You repeat it. Okay. That's not enough of a reason to skip Shira. As opposed to the case of the Mishnah. It's an afternoon. It's Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. You don't know. Should we sing the weekday Shira? Or the Rosh Hashanah Shira? It's one or the other. In the afternoon, you meant to switch to Rosh Hashanah. If it is Rosh Hashanah, you don't know what it is. Is it Chol or Kodesh? It's either one or the other. You shouldn't be doing the wrong one. It's different in the morning where standard routine is to follow the weekday. Here it's an afternoon shira, which should have a special shira in Rosh Hashanah. Every day it has a special shira. So here you don't know. It's a suffix. Perhaps in this case, you should skip to avoid saying the wrong shira. So there's no raya from this brisa to the Mishnah. So bottom line is, until that kilkul, they would makabel edus the entire day. After that kilkul happened, they decided nothing past deadline. What happened? What was the kilkul? Either they skipped, or they did the shira of the chayil. So what do we learn today? The Funa tells us the heter of blowing is only v'im bezn. We have two versions. Either it's speaking about Rosh Hashanah shechalis b'shabbos. Make sure to do it in front of the bezn, under their auspices, to avoid any isurim. According to version 2, we're speaking about Yom Kippur of Yovel. Doesn't have to be in front of Bezn, but at least Bisman Bezn. When Bezn is in an office, in session, to keep you mindful and aware of doing things right. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had a total of 3 takanas. In the first Mishnah, he's masakin, shaking the lulav throughout all 7 days, Zecher LaMikdash. Number 2, Yom Hanaf is Kuli Asr, a 2 Pshatim, either the Rabban or the Raisa. And last Mishnah, they had a Takana to make a deadline when it comes to Kabbalah's Eidus, to avoid confusion when it comes to the Shira, after the Churban. No longer was an issue. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, going forward, with Kabbalah Eidus HaChodesh, Kalayim. All the best to you and much Hatzlacha.